Albert Infected, Peacemaker Kanye West, and the Swami Christian from Philly. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet. And now, your host, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister. Minister of Sinister, and I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker Albert Infected, the Peacemaker Kevier West, and the Swami Christian from Philly. Greetings, everybody, and by the way, thank you so much for joining us. It's great of you to do so. Guys, what's going on? How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Kevier?
It's great, man.
Everybody? Yeah. Kevier? How are you doing tonight, Kevier? Kevier and I were talking. This is what's going on. Kevier and I were talking. I was wrapped up doing some last-minute preparations for the show. Yeah, I look over the screen. I'm like, holy crap. So Albert Infected is on the line, and I hadn't got to him. And Albert, welcome to the show. And how long have you been waiting? Oh, of course, he's not there.
Oh, hey, I'm right here.
Did we lose Albert on? There you go.
I'm right here.
That's the funny. That's the funny Albert Infected. By the way,
yeah, it's
funny,
the
man.
It's the other. It's the other way. It's the other
funny
way.
Funny man.
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys? It's great to be on.
All right.
I'm jacked up on Hamburger Helper, vegan Hamburger Helper, and
nice.
Enjoying a nice RC Cola.
Nice. And of course, we've got the Swami from Philly. From Philly. What's going on, bud?
Don't forget that's also the king of Name That Tune. So put respect in my title.
That is the king of Name That Tune. That's right. And you know, last week we were doing the show, and then hastily, just things got fucked up. We went over the air. We went over the edge for like a few minutes or whatever, and then I'm disposing of some of the cast members that wanted to leave. And I'm first thing I do is knock off Christian. And I'm like, holy shit. He and I were going to have a conversation and finish this up, but we never got to finish that. And, of course, Name That Tune. Everything got jacked up right then and there. But, nevertheless, Christian was winning. And so he is the champion of Name That Tune. Which, by the way, we will continue with that later on tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
Well, looks like we're there now. Name That Tune. Who shall we start out with this week, guys? I know that last week there was some rumblings of who I was starting with, and you know, there was we want to go straight this time around, guys. We want to do this straight from the hip. We want to shoot it straight from the hip, as they say. So who's first? Who's gonna go first tonight?
I feel like we're back to Albert, but I mean the Swami might get first dibs since he's the reigning champ.
No, you know what? Since I'm a gracious king, I'll let one of you two go first. Since I am a gracious king, I am the gracious host.
You can
go first,
Albert. Christian from Philly. Wow. In that case, we will go.
Babyface.
He refuses to be babyface. I see. In that case, we will start with the rotation, which is Albert Infected, followed by Peacemaker, and followed by the Swami. So we'll go ahead and start out with Albert Infected. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do it, man. I'm ready to win this round.
You're ready
to
win this round. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I'm all caught up on everything from the 1970s to right now, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll go ahead and do it just like this for you, okay? Just for you.
Oh.
Here you go.
Give me
an easy one. I guess you know.
I understand this is the first round, right? It's just got to be a little easy on everybody. So I'm gonna. Yeah, it's okay. It's a Santino, of course. One of my favorite comical wrestlers of all time, Santino Marella.
Is it Santino Marella, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see. So it is Santino Marella, indeed, and Albert Infected gets right. And a gold star. Give him a gold star for that. He's not eliminated. He keeps going. He keeps going into the second round. Now let's go to Kevier West. See if Kevier.
All right.
Can.
Here we go.
Name that tune, if you will. As we are freestyling tonight, guys.
You guys are skipping. Hey, Chuck, real quick. I'm sorry, Minister. I got to use the ring name here. Are we still able to do steals tonight, or how's that working?
Are we doing what?
Are we doing steals tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could steal tonight. Absolutely. There's always steals. There's always steals, baby. There's always steals.
All right. I like that.
So this one here. Now, the steal goes for the next guy. You know what I mean? The guy that's up. So it would be Christian that would get to steal this. That's why he wanted to go last. That's why he wanted to go last. I smell Christian. I can smell him from here.
Well, if Christian doesn't get this next one, then I'm the next guy, so I can steal it, right, this round?
Right. So okay. Let's go here, then. This will be for Kevier West. Why do I feel like I've given you this one before? And you got it wrong previously.
Man. I would say, I don't know. I'm going to guess Lars Sullivan.
Lars Sullivan?
And...
Is it?
It's probably way easier than that.
It
just sounds like chugging. I just hear, all I can hear is chugging.
The chug.
It sounds like a very interchangeable, like generic NXT guy song, right? Just like.
Is it Lars Sullivan? Oh, man. Christian back there, I'm pretty sure he's chomping at the bit.
Your Majesty is speaking. You don't have to play the music. I already have the answer.
Oh my God.
It is the Viking Raiders.
Thank you. Is it the Viking Raiders, ladies and gentlemen? Can we ask the ladies and gentlemen, is it indeed? Yes, it is. And now we go to Christian's turn before we kick off the show, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go with Christian's turn here. Let me cue this up here. All right, here we go. This one is for Christian for 1 point, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop.
Oh my God, this guy.
Stop.
All right, that's an easy one.
It's Eric Bischoff from WCW, and it also played the NWO first ever pay per view. NWO sold out. It's Eric Bischoff plus NWO sold out. Thank you. I rest my case.
Albert, did you have something to say on that?
Well, you know what? No, I don't right now. But if that is not the accepted answer, I have the accepted answer.
If that is not the accepted answer, he has the accepted answer. Now, Christian, what did you say it was? Eric Bischoff's theme song?
Yep, and plus the NWO sold out pay-per-view theme. Thank you, thank you.
And he rests his case. Now, I it's hard to go against this guy because, you know, he has his shit together so much on this show that it's like it's so hard to go against him. I it's hard to rule out his answer. However,
well, what year sold out? Because it wasn't used for the entire run of the pay-per-view sold out. Was it the first one?
I know the year. Oh, I know the year. 1997.
Would you stop?
Hold on. God. Hold on.
We're gonna check into that. No, listen. That, however, is not the answer I was looking for. But like I said, it's so hard to give you a wrong answer because it could be. What the hell was that?
Trust me, it's Eric Bischoff.
Sorry, that's my YouTube. But you know what? Hold on. I can steal this, right?
Let's hear the song. Are you guys cheating with an app or something? Let me find out you guys are cheating with an app.
No.
No.
Guys.
Song of Something like that.
I was looking up sold out, but that was the theme, but I don't remember that. Is NWO B Team / NWO Japan.
See, this game's already been bastardized. Already been bastardized. What I was looking for was the Giant.
The Giant? No, fuck off.
No.
The Giant. No.
That's what it said according to YouTube. I downloaded the Giant theme.
No.
First of all,
you know what the Giant theme was? The Giant theme was
first
nothing.
Of all, that music came from the first ever fucking pay per view, and Eric Bischoff said, "New World Order." They kept repeating it through the entire pay per view.
Oh my gosh! The fact that Christian knows
it was a theme. It was a theme that Virgil used when he was in NWO, cool. And also Scott Norton and,
wow.
And Buff, yeah. Not Buff Bagwell, but yeah, all those like mid carders from NWO would use that theme, but I don't remember the Giant ever using
Albert
that
clearly clearly acknowledging yeah. that he's using an app.
Well, I was pulling up sold out from
okay
from WCW 97 to see if that was a thing. I was like, I don't remember that being used at all.
Eric Bischoff had his was talking in the theme song.
Kevier,
like, you know World Order.
Your thoughts on this, Kevier? Who gets the point? We're gonna leave it to the peacemaker.
I mean, I think I don't know. I thought it sounds right that it was Bischoff's. I mean, I really couldn't tell you, dude.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No. Bischoff had. Bischoff.
We're
had
going
the
with.
Theme.
We're going with Bischoff and
Christian
from Philly.
Bischoff.
Sorry,
Albert. No,
oh,
Bischoff
man.
Used the song from Desperado when he was in WCW.
No, that was in later 2000s, late 1999 when he.
And
came
I
back.
Thought he used that. Bam, 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 bam.
No, that was Hogan. That was Hogan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, moving on then. Moving on, guys. We have no birthdays. No birthdays to talk about. However, Wolfgang was born in December 3rd, which would be a couple of days from now. And Victor recently, who is recently was on the roster of WWE, was born December 4th. Miss Tessmacher also December 4th. Larry Zbyszko, all-time great, one of the all-time great heels, December 5th. So happy birthday to these guys. Rick Rude, December 7th. Yeah, Rick Rude. And, of course, John Moxley, also December 11th. And Tammy Lynn Sitch, also known as Sunny, completing the list at December 7th. guys, clean it up. Clean it up. Clean it up, guys. And, so happy birthday to them. Happy birthday. And that concludes that. 18 years ago, 22 years ago today, guys. Today in wrestling history, 22 years ago today, guys. Stone Cold Steve Austin crucified. The Undertaker crucified Stone Cold Steve Austin. This was on
the big boss.
This was at a Raw taping in New Haven, Connecticut. Stone Cold Steve Austin and Mankind defeated The Rock, The Undertaker, and The Rock by a DQ. It's what happened down post-match that got the WWF in some heat with the USA Network at the time. When the show aired 6 days earlier, okay? So the show was airing 6 days earlier. Mankind was handcuffed to the ring ropes, while Austin, in one of the company's most infamous moments, was handcuffed to a large-sized version of The Undertaker's logo and raised above the entrance ramp. Now, considering that Steve Austin was practically wrestling Jesus to many fans, the show's final image is exactly what you think it is. The Undertaker was performing wrestling's version of a crucifixion. So, of course, the Catholic League, everybody was up in arms. There was, statements released, and there was a big mess about mocking Christ and whatnot. And it was on Donahue. And Donahue, of course, was the big thing back then. It made the rounds. It made the rounds. Guys, your thoughts on that segment? Quickly, let's move through this. Inspector?
You would think...
I remember that segment, man, and I remember thinking it was the coolest shit I ever seen in my whole life. And of course, a couple of years later, I heard that they before that they actually did something very similar in ECW with Raven crucifying the Sandman, and that's actually the event that Kurt Angle was at that actually caused him not to sign with the company. As far as crucifixion goes. Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons why Kurt Angle chose not to go to ECW.
Wow,
that and the fact that Paul Heyman probably wasn't going to pay him shit. But you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter anyway.
Right.
But of course, he's an Olympic gold medalist. You're going to go to fucking Al Ambre Theater for a fucking hot dog and a handshake. You know what I mean? Or you go to Stamford, Connecticut and get paid what the big boys getting paid. You know what I mean? If you're the Olympic gold medalist, what are you going to do? But, I thought that was, one of the coolest segments. And, I get it with the imagery, and I get how it can be offensive to some people. But I think, just people got to lighten up a little bit. It's entertainment, and there's worse things out there for the church to get mad at,
I definitely agree with that.
Two phony pro wrestlers crucifying each other. It's just, there's other things in the world to be upset with,
Kevier, at the end of the day, it's entertainment.
So it's in very bad taste. It helped the Undertaker a lot. It made the Undertaker look evil as shit, dude. You think that Vince McMahon was backstage being like, "This is great shit." Vince just gets off on pissing people off too, I think Vince was 100% just laughing his ass off whenever this happened. Steve has talked about, I think I've heard Steve on his podcast say that he kind of regretted it and that he didn't like the way that it came across. But got paid. It was in bad taste. At least they didn't, I think we mentioned it on the show before, and they didn't actually use a cross. They crucified him on the Undertaker symbol. That was kind of their out. But in ECW, I'm pretty sure Sandman got crucified on a cross.
You're right. He probably did.
Yeah.
Christian, your thoughts on the segment?
Well, I think people need to line up back then. I mean, my God, people, if you didn't want your kids watching this, then why had them watching it in the first place then, right? Go make them go to bed early or something. Why are you making your kids watch something that's off? Don't let the kids watch it. That's your segment. It's not real. Like, nobody's actually getting hurt. It's just a prop. Stone Cold's not really getting sacrificed by the Undertaker. It's all acting.
It's the imagery
acting.
Or whatever. Like,
it's a show. Yeah.
I don't think
it
people were
show,
offended
by
the kids. I think people are offended at the imagery of a crucifixion taking place on TV or whatever. Like, whether they were adults or not. I think if Christians were complaining, they probably weren't complaining about their kids. They were more just complaining about the fact that they were doing a crucifixion on TV.
Don't watch it then.
Christians' kids
don't
probably
another channel. Don't watch it then.
Yeah, they probably weren't.
You know, and I mean,
you know,
it really set the standard for what's going on today. You see shit like that all today. It's no problem though. You know, you see it today. You see, I don't know about that particular image, but I mean, you certainly hear things on television. Flipping through the channels, looking for something to watch, I heard recently it was the show Two Broke Girls. I've never seen an episode of it. I put it on. They were talking about freaking heroin, like it was nothing, like it was cool and shit. And I'm like, holy crap!
Right.
This is what people. This is a show that has, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 seasons. These people don't ever have to work again in their freaking lives because the show's going to be on heavy rotation on all the freaking stations going forward. You know, all the sitcoms and shit. It's going to be on at 6:30 and then at 10:30 and shit like that, right, throughout the country. So they're set for the rest of their lives, and that's what they're talking about. So it's like, holy crap, you know. And WWE, they may have set the trend to do that because they were doing some crazy shit back then. Anybody?
Yeah, they were called
desperate.
They were, man, and I want to ask. I want to ask you guys. You know what I mean? Because we're kind of like, you know, we really don't have an itinerary too much tonight, but maybe we can talk about like what's something that shocked you guys either recently or in the past, as far as like something that's going on in professional wrestling TV. I mean, something that you think. I mean, aside from this incident. Something that you thought was in bad taste.
Katie Vick.
I'm shocked.
Nothing shocked
me. You thought Katie Vick?
Yeah, Katie Vick is offensive as shit. Way more offensive than the crucifixion thing. But I don't know.
Caller,
832. Under the radar too. So,
caller, 832. What is something that you've seen recently that has shocked you? Welcome to the show, by the way, Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Oh, I didn't know recently. I'm sorry. I didn't hear recently.
You know what? I think what shocked me was Cuervo getting knocked out by the cinder block by that.
Hey.
That was pretty fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Jaime Martinez, Local Wrestling.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, dude?
I just left the warehouse for just training. I saw that y'all tagged me on the post, so I was like, "Fuck it, dog. Let me call them up. Let me call the boys up. See what's up."
Right on, right on. Welcome to the show, guys. Good to have you, man. We're just sitting here shooting the shit. You know, we're talking about wrestling history and thanks for calling, man. So what's going on with you guys over there at Loco, bub?
We have that show January the 23rd, but other than that, we haven't really announced anything yet. Gino versus Psycho Clown. We have a Sammy Guevara meet and greet. And Sadika versus Lady Diamond in the dog collar match.
Nice.
Mm. Hell yeah. The sound of that. Sammy
yeah,
G.
That match
yeah.
postponed, right?
Nice. Sammy Guevara.
You're saying that match.
Yeah, she had a back injury and shit like that. She had a back injury, so we had to postpone it. So, like, Sadika, before she goes back to Mexico, she wants to fucking show out one more last time before she heads out.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fucking badass match. And I think we announced Damien 666, but we haven't announced his opponent yet, which I think I don't know. The rumor is that we might get Ruben Steele for that. I don't know if you know who that is. But he's a local guy,
Ruben
and he's fucking
great,
hardcore
man.
As fuck.
Hey, I got an idea for an opponent.
Sounds
for Damien. I have an idea for an opponent. Why don't you put Christian from Philly in there with them?
So, who?
Oh, dang. That's our co-host, Christian.
She wants to get carved up.
You're
or
the guy
shit? What?
Christian from Philly.
What? What will happen?
We saw Hernandez recently at Loco. They're saying that you should fight him.
Oh, Hernandez, well, Hernandez still has a terrible mustache, by the way, but I don't care about Hernandez.
I sent him that picture, by the way, of Hernandez that I took with him when I saw him backstage, and he took the mustache. The mustache was worse than I thought. Oh man!
That's
so
fucking
welcome
cool,
to the
right.
show. What you want to run around and maybe play Name That Tune with us?
Sure.
Why the hell not? Why don't we do? Why don't we go with Jaime for a round right now?
Do another round.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Let's see what. let's see if we can get one here for Jaime queued up here. Something. We'll see.
Give me something very obscure. Give me something obscure.
Ooh, he wants a hard one.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, shit. I mean, I don't know what. I don't know what. Obscure to me is it might be different from obscure to you, but let's go here, just to see. Anything?
I know who this is. It's that.
Oh, hell.
Nice.
Man, late 70s and early 80s, Mid-South or something, dog. I want to get stuff
shit.
Real hard, dog.
Oh, my gosh. Is it?
All right, Hank, bonus question.
Is it
right?
Taz, ladies and gentlemen? Is it Taz? Yeah, man, you got it. You got it, dude. Well, shit, man. Thanks for joining us. But if you want to hang around, you're more than welcome to hang around. We've got more topics to discuss.
I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm about to pick up some wings. I'm deep in Iran. Y'all guys have a great show. Hopefully I can call in a little bit more in the month as we announce more stuff.
Absolutely. Keep calling in. And hey, I got a question for you though. Are you getting
all right, shoot.
Since you're talking wings here, are you getting some where are you getting? Let me see. Are you getting some big company wings or are you getting some inner city wings? What's your wing?
I'm getting the Wingstop. I'm getting Wingstop. I'm getting Wingstop.
Wingstop. Yeah, they got the you're getting big city wings. They got a good special right now. They got a good special right now. I think it's like 20 wings. Something, French fries. I don't know.
I'm getting like 30 wings, lemon pepper with some fries, dog, and I'm about to tear that shit up, son.
No,
hell yes.
No atomic.
Nah, my booty hole can't handle that.
Oh hell, his booty hole can't handle that. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaime from Local Wrestling.
Have a great night.
Thanks for calling, bro.
Thanks,
man.
Everybody.
That's tight. So, yeah, you can go check out Local Wrestling coming up. Their event will be in January. Kevin, do we have the date on that?
23rd.
Is it the 26th? Is that what he said?
23rd.
And the card looks to be promising. They've got Sammy Guevara also. Doing a meet and greet. So that should be good. Anyway, we'll check that out. Hey, guys, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue with the show. We're going to see what's going on with some other things, and then we're going to stop probably a little early tonight. So, yeah, we'll be right back on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Hello, ladies. people everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Friendly fire, friendly fire, friendly fire cigars. That's right, friendly fire cigars. Where you can go and get a complimentary coffee, filtered water, and it's got four HDTVs with four cable receivers with Netflix, comfortable leather seating, multiple conversation areas, high-speed Wi-Fi, a workstation, cigar locker rental, cutting station, air ventilation system, and of course, patio seating. Where are you going to go get your cigars? Friendly Fire. Friendly Fire. Friendly Fire cigars. It's got cigars from all kinds of companies, ladies and gentlemen. It's got Arturo Fuente. They've got Nat Sherman, Jaime Garcia, Woods Nicaragua, Kane, Paul, CAO, Project 65, Psycho, Romeo and Julieta. Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire cigars. Where are you going to go to get your cigars? Friendly Fire cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford Road, Houston, Texas. Friendly Fire. Friendly Fire cigars. About your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Fatal Four Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am the resident heel minister of Sinister, and I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker Albert Inspected, Peacemaker Kevier West, and the Swami Christian from Philly, who is currently holding the lead in the Name That Tune. He's just demolishing everybody, guys. Let's just be honest. Just demolishing it. What do you guys have to say for yourselves? And by the way, I will be the first to say, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten, I don't even think I would have got that last one that I gave to Jaime. Taz. I don't know. At one time, I may have.
I would have got that one right, I swear.
Guys, yeah. You get to a certain age where you stop giving a fuck. Trust me on this.
I mean, Taz would agree with you. He stopped giving a fuck years ago.
But nevertheless, it's very entertaining, very entertaining. And the knowledge that comes with it, even Albert Inspected was demonstrating some knowledge earlier, knowing the song of, whoever the hell that was earlier. Holy shit. Did we determine who it was? It was the giant.
It was,
The Giant never. No. No.
Giant never had a
speaking
theme
of
song.
Songs. Speaking of songs, Minister, you know what? I was cleaning house the other day, and you know what song popped in my head, and I started fucking singing?
No.
You're not
going to
believe this. I started cracking up when I was doing it. I started singing the goddamn Puro Pinche Cowboys theme song.
Oh, my God.
I was mopping, dude, and I caught myself. I was, like, mopping. I was like, podcast. As I was mopping before.
And by the way, that show, you can check it out tomorrow night on the World Generation Podcast Network. Chuck Champion and them guys and Charlie Pistolas very pissed off over the fact that, you know, they did the show thinking that their Cowboys, their precious Dallas Cowboys, were going to win the Super Bowl. They were all in. They were all gung-ho about it. I remember them at a team meeting that we had a few months back, you know. I digress. Anyway, so yeah, they're all fucked up about it right now because their precious Cowboys are like, they're stinking it up, man. They're really bad right now. And so yeah, wish the best to those guys. And tomorrow night, you can check them out at 8 p.m. is their start time, I believe. Last week, they had a special start time, but I think they're back to 8 p.m. Anyway, check your local listings on that. So guys, moving on, we have, you know, I wanted to talk about a little bit about this guy, MJF, really taking the world by storm. You know, his character is a badass throwback, I believe. Like, it's a different character. Word around the street has it that he was wanting to go to, or that he had talked to WWE officials or something, but something triggered him to stay away from there. And, you know, personally, I think it's probably best that he did. He might have a little bit more creative freedom and a little bit more, I don't know, just a different type of vibe over at AEW, and I think it probably fits him better. But I think I went back to go look at some of this guy's work, and I'm pretty impressed with what I've seen from this guy. Of course, the whole thing with Jericho and stuff, we all knew what was going to happen. We called it a couple of months back, and anyway, here we are. But it's good stuff. Watchdog, what can you tell us about any of that?
Well, it's obvious that WWE is fucking angry at the fact that MJF, they didn't hire him because not too long ago, a certain video, set of videos of current AEW superstars were auditioning for Tough Enough. And one of them was MJF. You know, but he was talking about Jacob, the last word, Jacob, he was calling himself something else.
Christian, by the way, Christian, we're losing your sound, man. Try hanging up and calling back in. Yeah, he's going to call back in here shortly. Albert, let's go to you. What are your thoughts on MJF? Have you been following anything that he's been doing? I think he's pretty dynamic. He's got his character's a little bit of a throwback, it seems. It's a little bit different. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so too. And look, I'm not I like the guy. I've been following the last year or so or year and a half or so since he's been on the radar. Not like a huge fan of him, but I do think that he can become biggest star, or at least one of the biggest stars. Now, as far as him, you know, getting attention from WWE back in the day, I think it's not one of those situations where it's like, oh, he wouldn't have made it in WWE. I think he would have made it in WWE, but I think it would have taken him a lot longer to make it in WWE.
It would have been a big old NXT program.
Well, not only that, but he probably would have been repackaged a few times before he finally got to be himself, or at least a version of himself. You know, and but I think that the guy has star power written all over him, and I think that in the next few years, I mean, you're going to see him, I mean, become the world champion and probably even carry the company.
Huh.
Yeah.
Christian?
So I'm back, by the way. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine now, bud. Welcome back, by the way.
All right, so anyway, So anyway, as I was saying, right, he was auditioning for Tough Enough, right? And I think I know why he didn't, he wasn't even eligible for Tough Enough. It's because he said a promo about Triple H. Now, if he would have kept his mouth shut about Triple H, then he might have had a chance to go to Tough Enough. But, you know, he had to talk about Triple H, and of course, you know, who was one of the trainers in Tough Enough.
It was some petty shit. It was over some petty shit that he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh,
and guess
the WWE petty shit? No.
And guess who was the trainer at the time during this whole thing when he auditioned? None other than fucking fuckboy, Bart Gunn, Billy Gunn.
Oh, Triple H is black.
Triple H burying talent?
Yeah.
Get the shovel.
Yeah.
Get the sledgehammer.
Kevier?
No, he did. But he wasn't. He was employed in WWE, by the way. He was their security guard, and that's it.
And so that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's about it.
Kevier, anything on your thoughts?
I'll just say that, like, I think the guy's great, but a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say that he needs to be the world champion, and no offense to Albert's opinion, but I don't think that the guy's even ready for that yet. I think that he would be better off holding the TNT title or some other, like, secondary championship for a while. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Wrong sound effect. I mean, it wasn't even a sound effect, actually. It was a bumper, but my apologies.
No, I don't know. He is good. He can definitely be a main eventer, but I don't think he should necessarily hold the belt. He's a good heel for a babyface champion to go over on.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I see star in him. I could see him carrying the company. But, of course, it all remains to be seen. I mean, you know, sometimes people are given the stick to run with it, and they can't do it for some reason. So we shall see how he progresses.
He's definitely one of their biggest names in AEW. I mean, he's one of their most popular guys on the roster, for sure.
Yeah.
You can't deny him that.
Swami, you wanted to finish off?
Let's just hope that they don't do a double turn where Wardlow turns heel and then MJF turns babyface, because they did the exact same thing between EC3 and Tyrus and Impact, and look how well that worked out. That was horrible.
Ugh. No, I had already stopped watching.
That was horrible.
I couldn't take that Tyrus and all that. I just couldn't take it. He did exactly what I didn't want him to do. He did exactly what freaking the other guy wanted to do, that one trick pony, Kennedy. They keep just going with the same freaking character and shit. Just change up your fucking character and move on. I mean, that's what I say. Just fuck it. Just move on to another one. There's so many characters you could be. But these guys, they just want to stick to their one-trick pony. And Tyrus was already a fucking dinosaur in WWE. And then he goes back to being a fucking dinosaur over there on Impact Wrestling. Same shit. Damn, why the hell is this happening?
Somebody.
Yeah, he was already a dinosaur and shit, dancing in WWE.
Only
and then, you know, he's still a freaking only there you go. And I was thinking about Retribution today. By the way, what are our
Retribution
names?
Get fired.
Oh yeah, they would have done beat the shit out of
Mustafa Ali. Wouldn't stand for that, dude.
No, he wouldn't. That's some sloppy ass work. He would have done beat my ass, man. But you know, I really like the attitude that those guys are taking. And now they put. No, I do. I like. Let me tell you like this, dude. I like Mustafa. Actually, I think he's way better than he deserves. Way better. His promo skills are exceptional. His ring work is great. Yeah, he's a little small, but still, so are the other guys. But, you know, he's going to grow. But this guy, he's got it enough to be able to hang with the likes of, like, Seth Rollins. Also, that other kid, Ricochet. Those guys are, like, the freaking future. I mean, those guys can go in the ring, and they can give good promos, I think. But,
they're the future, but not the future of WWE.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Only Roman Reigns, baby. And only Brock Lesnar, who's coming back.
Yeah.
Who's on his way back for a big mega push, are, you know, are the guys. There's only them. Only them.
Speaking of segments, I got an interesting segment tonight, you know. Very interesting segment. It's called Moments That People Are Sick of Death of Hearing in Wrestling, you know, in WWE.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah. Don't you, like, you know that
like
there's,
this.
Like, a lot of moments in WWE, right? They just like to show it repeatedly over and over again. They won't shut the fuck up about it. I hate that. And the first one that comes to mind is that fucking women's Iron Man match that they had between Bayley and Sasha Banks. Like, it was a couple years ago, and I don't want to fucking hear every time that Bayley and Banks are in the fucking ring together. I don't want to fucking hear that. I don't even want to fucking see it. All right, it was a great match. But stop shoving it down our fucking throats. I don't fucking care at this point. It's fucking years ago. That was when they were actually good. Now they're just fucking shit at this point. Like, I don't care about that, man.
And because they don't care, because you don't care, and because they're listening, they're going to do it more. They're going to keep doing it, baby.
Yeah.
And there's nothing.
This is great shit.
And there's nothing that you can do about it, my friend. Nothing.
Probably.
Yeah.
But
that's the way it is.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
No, they do that a lot.
It's a conspiracy.
They have like a really, WWE has a really campy way of being like, this is just like whenever Mankind fell off the cage. Or whatever, you know, they do shit like that.
They really do. They
I
really
don't care
do.
About
that's
Mankind.
That's their big moments. Makes
yeah,
sense.
But who cares about it and at this point? Nobody's going to remember Mick Foley at this point. Like, everyone's going to remember the guy that fucking dresses up as... The only thing right now everyone's going to remember Mick Foley is the guy who dresses up as Santa Claus every Christmas at WWE.
That's their point. That's their point, Christian. They want everybody to remember. They want everybody to remember, and that's why they do it. That's exactly why they do it. The guy is
beating it into
our
skulls.
Oh, yeah, they're... To keep doing it just because Christian doesn't like it. It's a conspiracy, I'm telling you. Just because Christian
they listen to everything that we do, everything, especially
the
show.
They are Big Brother, baby, and they are out to get us. And just because your parents are Christian doesn't mean that they're not after you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not after you, buddy. So moving on, we do have one last thing that I wanted to talk about. We're obviously going to go over on time, and I'm okay with it. We're just going to go over a few minutes. I only booked an hour for tonight, by the way, guys. And so we are
That's
on
fine.
The last thing I wanted to talk about, if you will, Daddy. And so, we were going to talk about Bray Wyatt, the opening segment of Monday Night Raw. Several people in WWE argued against the Randy Orton segment with Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt. Apparently,
I cannot blame them.
People thought it was shit backstage.
It was shit.
And, you know, of course, I don't know if you guys saw it or not. I'll describe the moment. It was the moment of bliss, and Alexa was sitting out there all cute and waving and laughing it up and whatever. And she was interviewing the Viper, of course, who came down. And it took him forever to get down to the ring. And, you know, then Orton brought up the history with Bray Wyatt. And, of course, you have to remember, he was a fucking babyface when he burned down his house a few years ago. And so he brought up the history and how he needed to find the Fiend's weakness and his vulnerability. And, of course, that turned out to be little Lexi Bliss. She's his vulnerable, you know, he's like everything. She's everything to him now, apparently. And so this led to, of course, the Fiend coming out all of a sudden. And he appeared. Of course, Orton, when he appeared, the lights went out. And when they emerged, Orton had Bliss in his arms before giving her back to the Universal Champion. I'm sorry, before giving her back to Wyatt. And of course, he was begging to get her back. So the whole thing played out. Then Randy Orton creeps out of the ring the moment he throws Alexa back to him. Creeps out of the ring, backs up to the ramp, and he's talking, "Who's laughing now?" He's laughing, and he's like, "Who's laughing now?" Apparently, the Vince, the segment was all Vince McMahon, apparently. And the report says that the several people argued against the segment, feeling that it was weak and needed to be overhauled, but that you can't overrule City Hall. So, that's what we're getting there. And this, of course, from that guy, from PW Insider. So, yeah. So that's what's going on with that. Apparently, Bruce Pritchard is, and this is much to the chagrin of the Swami
Christian
from Philly. Yes, because apparently, this is all Vince McMahon's vision, and the creative process right now falls directly in the hands of WWE Chairman and Bruce Pritchard. Now, of course, there are some sources that have described Pritchard as the most powerful person in WWE right now, other than McMahon, and that everything that he does is very much the gospel for Vince McMahon. So as a result, this has led to a lot of frustration and heat towards none other than Pritchard among the wrestlers themselves. Guys,
roll tide.
It's heating up back there. So Christian, Christian was right, and we should be thanking him right now, guys.
I told you that this guy's a fucking clown. This guy is single-handedly ruining Monday Night Raw. This guy is a fucking joke. He thinks it's the fucking 90s. This carny shit. Who do you think came up with the idea of Symphony of Destruction? Where they booked a spot
baby.
Where Jeff Hardy sets up a table and he swantons bombs Elias through the table in a small corner of the building and the barricade where Jeff Hardy hits his fucking head on the steel steps.
Crazy.
This is the same guy who's now killing the Fiend. It's obvious that Vince McMahon doesn't like Bray Wyatt. It's fucking obvious now because of this fucking segment. They're killing the Fiend. They're fucking turning him into Kane 2.0 with this fucking lovey-dovey shit. This motherfucking character hasn't been around this character's been around for, 2 years at the most? And they're already humanizing him? Fucking ruining him by having this fucking romantic love with fucking Alexa Bliss? Are you kidding me? This is horse shit, man. Vince obviously doesn't fucking like Bray. He doesn't like any of his fucking ideas. And
ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Oh my God.
All right. Christian, we will continue. We will continue. I hope, keep it down, my brother. Keep it down. We will continue. I promise you we will. But let's get on with Name That Tune. Now, let's see. Who got a point last time? Everybody kind of fess up. You got a point. Who else got a point?
Albert
got a point.
Albert got a point.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you get a – Kevin did not get a point?
0 points.
0 points for Kevin. Oh my gosh. 0 points for Kevin. Oh my gosh, Kevin! You know what that means, right?
I'm fired from Retribution.
I don't know if you're fired from Retribution, but I mean, we're always happy to have you. What was your nickname on Retribution?
K-Bar or something like that. Yeah.
We're always happy to have you. It does not mean that you're fired from Retribution, but it does mean that you are. Eliminated. Good night. Of course, it's only from the segment, not from the show, because we still got to continue with the show. But So that leaves the showdown between Albert and the Swami. So let's see here. Albert and Swami. Sure. So who goes first? Albert goes
if
first.
If Albert's turn first, and if Albert gets this question right, the way it should work, since it's 2-1, I'm just suggesting.
Yes, please.
But if Albert gets this right, then it goes to a tiebreaker. And then
actually,
if Albert gets it wrong, Christian would have to get it right to steal. Either way, Christian would win, I guess, right? I don't know. So Albert has to get 2 right to win.
Yeah, I have to get 2 right to win.
Yeah, that
to
makes
make
sense
place,
right there. That makes sense right there, but first I got to get the song cued. and hopefully,
production.
Hopefully
guys
the song will be the right song, unlike this other shit. Last week, I queued up a song for Karma, the lady wrestler that was recently in WWE, started out in Impact Wrestling, I guess, and then WWE later. I queued up one of her songs, and it came up as Karma Chameleon, if you can remember. So, Albert, here is your song. And then, of course, tonight we had that other shenanigans tonight with the freaking giant.
Another one. Another one.
Oh my gosh, another easy one. Holy shit, you guys.
Well, easy for me. You know what? One of my least favorite versions, but that is the Hitman. Bret the Hitman Hart's second WCW theme song.
What?
Jesus.
Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
Dang.
You guys know what I have here? The answer that I have is WCW Revolution.
What?
So that's a pay-per-view song?
That's not pay-per-view. That's garbage, man. That is garbage.
Damn it. Damn it! All right, so that was not an actual song then. I can't play that song. That's not an acceptable song.
Okay. Was it a pay-per-view song or was it his second? Who's right? It is a pay-per-view song.
Who is right? I don't know who's right. We're going to figure that out.
I didn't say anything. I said this sounds garbage. I didn't say anything.
It's Bret Hart, dog. It's showing up on YouTube under Bret Hart theme, second WCW theme.
We're going to figure that out here momentarily.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am Internet Radio's own, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and I'm sitting here with the unusual suspects, and we're trying to figure out right now what we are in the middle of. We have a song that I just played, and of course, we're also in the middle of an interesting conversation about Monday Night Raw and Bray Wyatt. However, we are going to resume with that momentarily, and if you are listening live, we are going off the air right now, so we'll see you next time on Fatal 4-Way Radio. All right, guys, so let's move on with the show. We were figuring out the song. Kevier seems to think that it's, or what are you guys saying?
I just said this sounds garbage. I didn't get my answer.
It's Bret Hart's theme song from WCW. It was his song that he used for his heel run. I promise you. I remember
it's
when
right.
I was a kid,
right.
and in fact, I listened to it like a month ago.
For the record. For the record, right. Chuck is trying to swerve us with old WCW theme song to
Stop
paper
it.
That's totally unfair. That's totally
what?
Not cool.
Also, Chuck, are we supposed to be doing pay-per-view theme songs?
Oh, my gosh.
Even
oh,
if that
man.
One, I don't think it was used for a pay-per-view. It might have been used and then reused again for Bret the Hitman Hart, but he used that song for at least a good 2 years.
Knowing WCW, that's probably exactly what happened.
Well, you know, I am in the middle of a heel run. I am in the middle of a heel run, so all bets are off the table. All bets are complete.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Oh, God. How about Sheamus being a good guy now all of a sudden? Freaking Sheamus all of a sudden, a good guy. But Albert, if that was Bret Hart's heel run, let's see. What did he finish off? Hold on a second. Hold on just a second. That was Bret Hart's heel run. Okay. Then Albert.
That was for the bonus.
Which
WCW? Yes.
Which run was this of Bret Hart?
Well, that right there. First run at WCW. that's the scene that popped up that made me an 8-year-old or 9-year-old me fucking pop and jump on the fucking couch at my parents' house when he showed up at WCW.
This scene right here. Ah, yes, I remember it still. Albert had a mullet. He was dancing around playing air guitar and shit, jumping on the couch.
I was running around in my leather jacket at the time.
Yeah, right on. And that was indeed Bret Hart's first run. So now we have turned the tables, and Albert has 2 points. However, Christian has only one chance, baby, to get his song right. Nobody can steal. Albert can no longer steal. So this is it for the game. This is it. This is it, guys. This is for the game. I don't know how fair it sounds or what, but it's for the game, okay?
Show Dick some respect.
It's for the game. All right. So here we go. I'm still trying. I need some trying music, some background music. A drum roll, if you will. A drum roll, if you will. All right, here we go. No, shit, where the fuck is it? Yeah, no. Hey, there's nothing on here that he's not going to know. I give up. Fuck it. There's nothing on here, guys. Nothing.
Play the music.
All right, I'll play the fucking music.
Marina, what? Yeah, I'm Marina. I said Marina.
Melina. Is it Melina? Can I get a drum roll?
What
if you it? Will? Is it Melina? Is it Melina? Is it Melina? Oh, it was not Melina.
Yes, it
it's
was.
It's actually the theme song to WWF Divas in Hedonism.
No, it's not. It's Melina.
It's actually the theme for Eminem.
No, but Melina took it, and that was her theme song.
This was actually the answer that I was looking for.
No. That was her theme song.
The game was rigged from the start.
No, that was her theme song.
She took it. That was her theme song. She took it.
The actual answer for that is Eminem.
And Melina.
Wasn't it like Morrison and Eminem was Morrison and Melina?
No, Eminem was Morrison and Mercury. And then Melina took it, and that was her theme song, and everyone remembers it as Melina.
The answer I was looking for was Eminem.
Yeah, but Melina was an Eminem, so that counts.
That does not count, buddy. The answer I was looking for was...
How does that not count?
Because the answer I was looking for was Eminem.
Well, that's bullshit, bro. That's bullshit.
I was gonna say Melina too, if I was gonna steal that one. But you know what? Yeah, you're right. It was both a theme song to Eminem and both a theme song. She used that for good 2 years after they broke up.
Yeah. And then Melina took it, and she used it for...
All right. I'm not going to lie. That is Melina's song. But I do have it as Eminem. But because I do remember it vividly as Melina using it after their breakup and all that shit, she could just continue to straight up use the freaking song. Damn, I miss Melina, though. Actually, she went out in her prime, and that was it. If I'd see her now, I'd probably be like, she's unrecognizable. Damn, that's Melina?
Melina's coming back on Raw, so don't worry. You'll see
her
soon.
Are you kidding me? So I'll be
it's true.
Damn, that's Melina?
She's coming back to Raw, Melina, yeah.
And I'm sure I'll be saying, that's Melina? Pretty soon.
She's probably gonna join Miz and Morrison, and they're gonna become the new Eminem.
Oh shit! Well,
Morrison and Miz.
The Miz is now he's becoming entertaining to me again for some reason. I think it was the briefcase that did it, but I digress. We were in the middle of a topic, and that was the when all of a sudden the producers took over. Cut in with that name that tune bullshit that just takes us out every week. But I digress. So, Christian from Philly, you were in the middle of?
I was in the middle of saying Pritchard and Vince McMahon hates Bray Wyatt. They're ruining Raw. Bruce Pritchard especially ruining Raw. And Vince McMahon, undoubtedly ruining Raw because he rips up the script every fucking show. He even does it during the fucking show. So I don't know what the fuck's going on here anymore, guys. Bruce Pritchard's a fucking hack. He needs to be fucking fired for real. Like, all these writers that got furloughed, like fucking Shane Helms, Fifth Finley, who came back, by the way, they get furloughed or fired. But this fuck who can't write a 3-hour show right gets to stay because he kisses Vince McMahon's ass. He's one of Vince McMahon's stooges. He's a real stooge in the fucking corporation. He's the biggest stooge of them all.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, Christian, and because it's always reported. Every freaking week they're reporting that Vince McMahon tore up the script, and, you know, here it is, the afternoon or whatever, and they got to come up with a whole new script and stuff. The wrestlers obviously have nothing to do with it. They just backstage walking around eating the craft or whatever the hell and you know, waiting on the script to come through. They probably don't get the script till 5 or 6 o'clock, just maybe an hour or so before the show. And then they got to look at it and come up with what they come up with. Okay. However, what's most insulting is, guys, I don't know if you've ever put the time into making a script for something. sometimes some of the things that I say are scripted and sometimes some of them are not. The key in doing that is to try to make it sound like it's not scripted. Sometimes there's things that I'm saying that are totally scripted, and I have them scripted out right here in front of me as I'm talking. And sometimes they're not. But when I do have that script, I try to make it to where in the tone of my voice, I'm not talking from a script. Nevertheless, what I'm trying to get at here is, if you've ever taken the time to write a freaking script, it takes time, it takes a lot of thought and all that shit. And to have some motherfucker come and rip it up, I mean, holy crap, that's a total disrespect to your fucking... why even hire you? Why even have you fucking working there if they're going to rip up your fucking work? Give us your thoughts on that. Let's go around the table with this. Starting with Mr. Inspector, have you ever been in a position where you've had to write a script only for it to get torn up or get shit on?
I mean, I've been in similar situations, and yeah, it does suck. It makes you feel like, you know, especially at like jobs and stuff, you know, you guys work on a project and you work hard on it, and then like your boss comes around and says, oh, hey, that's not how we're doing it, by the way, we're going to do this. And it's kind of frustrating, man. And for stuff like that to happen, like, you know, constantly, week in, week out, I can see the frustration in a lot of these guys, a lot of the writers, a lot of the wrestlers in the back, the superstars, what have you. And, yeah, I think it's just it's the McMahon way, and it's how they've always done stuff. They've always been very controlling over everything. And I think if Vince McMahon finally retires or whatever, I mean, that might get eased up a little bit. But, yeah, he does have – kind of this weird boner for Bruce Pritchard, you know what I mean? And he kind of like lets him do whatever. And a lot of this stuff is just complete crap. It's complete garbage. And, but I think it's like one of those things where it's like, he's like their internet guy, quote unquote, or whatever. He's like, he had some buzz, you know, going on the internet before he came back, to the WWE. Of course, this, his radio show, which is very interesting, very insightful, show that he does with, Conrad, what's his name? Forgot his name.
Thompson.
Ric Flair's son-in-law. What's that?
Conrad Thompson.
Conrad Thompson. Yeah, that's a really good show, and I enjoy listening to it. So it's one of those things where it's like Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn, the Bucky Beaver motherfucker, are like, this guy's got his finger on the pulse. Let's use him. That's what the kids want. And so they send Bruce Pritchard out there, and what you get is what you see on TV, and it's not very good.
Did we lose Chuck?
No, no way. Did we lose Chuck again? Oh my god.
I'll just say that I'm a fan of Bruce Pritchard. Like, I'm a fan of Bruce Pritchard. But if he is to blame for the bad stuff, then it is pretty obvious. And, like, he's been fired from WWE before for having bad ideas. I'm pretty sure he's talked about that on his show. Like, that they, like, Vince didn't like anything he was coming up with. They didn't use him anymore. So, I don't know. I was going to say, really, that, like, WWE is so great about, like, creating dreams for people. Like, they create this dream job, this lifestyle of being a pro wrestler where, like, kids grow up wanting to be a pro wrestler. And then maybe if the kid grows up and they, you know, they learn about, they get smartened up about the business. They get smartened up about the business, and then they say, well, maybe I won't be a wrestler. Maybe I could be a writer for this show, and I could help make these stories or something. And it's just, the fact is like, everybody in WWE, every job that I've ever heard of, aside from maybe, like, the people in – like, everybody in that company sacrifices so much to work for the company. They all sacrifice so much, even down to, like, the people that make the costumes and catering and just anything that they do. But – it's just WWE sucks the life out of all of its employees eventually. And a lot of them leave not having anything great to say. Even if they have shoots where they say good things about WWE, most anybody that's ever left had bad things to say about it. And that's anywhere you would go, but you hear the same shit all the time. Their writers get mistreated all the time. And they're replaced with old farts that are out of touch. Which, you know, Bruce probably would have had good ideas on the right team. Like, if he was with the right people, his ideas might have been able to be worked out and work. Because I think a lot of the theme stuff that I've seen that I thought was funny was probably Bruce. But, I mean, aside from that, I can't think of anything of substance other than the Roman storyline, which I'm a fan of. So if that's a Bruce storyline, then I like what they've done there.
Love
but I know. Aaron... yeah. So I'm torn as far as if it comes down to Bruce, but I think they should have more of like a writer's group, and it should be more encouraged to create good stories instead of like shutting people down and creating a bunch of shit and just like erasing Raw Underground and making Retribution suck and like wasting everybody's time all year.
Bruce Pritchard's a fucking clown. Let me tell you something. I watched this guy ruin Impact during the whole Global Force fiasco and all that shit. This guy's fucking garbage. He can't fucking write for a fucking paper bag. That fucking Sympathy of Destruction match was fucking uncoordinated. How the fuck is a no DQ match, right? It's a false count anywhere, but there's fucking rope breaks in this fucking match. What the fuck was that? Who, like, how can you fucking book a match where it's a no DQ false count anywhere match, but there's fucking rope breaks in it?
Right.
Like, how can you
that
fucking,
is stupid.
How can you fucking do that? How can you fucking do that?
And they utilize
fucking,
that in the match. I didn't even see that part of the match. That's so dumb.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go back and watch all that stuff. You know what? If Chuck got kicked out before the end or after the end of the show, I don't think he's able to get back in.
Yeah,
he
what?
Might be wrapping
no.
up for him. Administry. What's that?
Yeah, well,
we'll have to wrap
I'll
it up for him.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up in a minute. Let me end by saying this, right? Like, it's garbage, bro. 3 hours was terrible. And then SmackDown with the whole Roman Reigns bullshit of him saying the same shit over and over again in a monotone voice, how he's the fucking tribal chief and all that shit. It fucking sucks. It's a joke. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in for Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am your temporary host, Christian from Philly, because, again, Chuck Minister's phone got caught off. I don't know why. Say goodnight
Blog
to the audience.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy. I don't know what's going on here.
well, I can do,
say goodnight,
I can do my
Kevin.
Best Chuck impression.
Do your Chuck.
All right, everybody. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister closing this out for Fatal 4-Way Radio. I don't talk to you.
Your Chuck kind of sounds like that guy Dale who's always calling.
Oh, who? Dale? No,
oh, yeah,
no.
You know. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Anyway, good night, guys. It was a great show, man.
We'll be...
And if y'all are still listening in after hours, thank you. If not, go screw yourself. See you guys in heck.
Oh,
yeah.
Heck in a cell. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Go sick.
Later.
No, go say goodnight, Kevin.
You're breaking up, Christian, but I'll see you guys
no.
next Tuesday.
All right.
What were you saying?
And I will. No. And no, I just wanted to say goodnight to everybody. And I am your reigning, defending, undisputed, undefeated, name that tune champion, King Christian from Philly, saying goodnight, everybody. Goodnight.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.